They change it.
They found it out so that they weren't denying it anymore.
Did they ever try to, they changed it so they obviously didn't want to have to defend it and say that it was a good thing to do.
They couldn't live with it once the news got out there. One of the whole impacts of the CIO was to force an element of democracy into the O-line AFL unions that hadn't been there before. And Lyon had set the pattern on the ILA that was intended to give him total control of it. And literally, when we threw Patty Morris and Berger Bill out of office, when we defeated them, almost brought a break with Ryan. He wasn't going to accept it. But it was so overwhelming, I guess that he figured, well...
Wasn't there a period where he stopped paying the organizers and he...
Oh, yeah. But he didn't... He said... In the old setup, Bridges was on his payroll. Bridges got elected, me and was, because Patty Morris said that. This is one way he controlled them. If you got out of line, you know, you keep your paycheck for a few weeks until you thought it over. But our response to that was, hell, we'll pay them. And thereafter, we didn't pay, Ryan didn't pay any of the officers on this coast. He tried to use them. And so we just said, hell, we'll pay them. And we had the general idea that somebody else is paying your guy, well, he's going to have more influence in the than you have anyhow. So nobody liked the idea that Ryan was doing it. And he didn't kid us that he was doing Dr. Largely. He thought he was taking value of the per capita tax. So then we didn't send him in. We cut him back on the per capita tax. We just kept the money here and used it and said, nuts, this is our money. And so as you can well imagine, Ryan didn't think very highly of us.
No.
But it was, when I say us, it was a wide, deep, wide, sweeping feeling in the membership on this. It wasn't a question of just somebody's fun guy's idea and having to run around to sell it. Once the idea was conceived, so to speak, why, it was everybody's idea. It sort of proves the old story, you know, that success has 1,000 fathers.
Anything else specific.
And that upset them and disturbed them, and all the old guard over there. That shook them up real bad. I guess we'd known it for years and years, we just hadn't thought about them. But it didn't budge them as far as changing that television. It gave the good guys in the local some momentary upsurge, but it wasn't enough to. Part of it was the whole surrounding. They were like, you're trying to take a bite off the iceberg, really. Berkeley structure on one. Real political machine.
Well, as I was saying, the CIO never really did very well in Tacoma.
Never in the lumber records or anywhere else. They finally they did have one local. One IWA local there. But as far as the bulk of the woodworkers there, they didn't. Of course, that's too much. Seamen and woodworkers was, and longshoremen was where CIO had its strength. Never did it crack into the others. And there were no real big basic industries here that, like in the Midwest, had been historically in Oregon.
Right, your auto or your rubber plants or your steel plants.
And Boeing's here had been. The machinists had had membership there, you know, from the very beginning. The auto workers made an effort at it to change it over, but it was not as successful. They'd probably been better off if they'd left it alone.
But at that time, I mean, Boeing, until the 50s, Boeing really wasn't that big a thing.
Oh, yeah, it was a big deal.
Well, I guess in the war, that's true. They were making all those.
To start, before the start of the war, plant number two was a big place.
I always think of it as having been sort of just a little airplane company until the 50s or 60s.
Well, that was, a lot of people had that, kind of advent up until, I don't know when they actually did build that place out there. But they were over there on the Duwamish, you know, plant number one for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And they, after they moved from Lake Union, their first place was here. And they were still building, Bill Boeing was trying to build seaplanes. But I don't know. Helen, what year did you go to work at Boeing's? 43? 41? It was a big place then.
Yeah, like I mentioned during the war.
And actually, I'm trying to think, 1939 it was a big place. Before that, I don't have any clear recollection of it being a big place out there. But it just sort of blossomed out, and I guess they were getting ready for the big effort. Of course, they did always had from that, once they got on their feet and abandoned the flying boats, their eye on commercial planes. And they were well, I guess always well struck. You don't see them cracking up so much as some of the other. So, but anyhow, that was, when Frankenstein was out here for the UAW, hell, there must have been over 1,000 people.
That was a big thing. Well, we get 40,000 people now in the Depression, but, you know, in those days, I guess that would have been great.
Yeah. Well, they claim now that between plant 1, 2, and 3, Payne Field, they got 60-some thousand production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's gone up quite a bit in the last 2 or 3 years.
You've got total employees of over 80,000, but a whole lot of them are not. According to the company's figures, production works. I don't know how they make the division.
Yeah, I don't either, between like foreman and other supervision.
Yeah. Well, they got a whole bunch of people who work out there that were like key punch operators. And they're record keeping and planning section, and they're not really, they're tellers in the mill, you know. They're no more executives than I am, but
they're still not called production workers.
They don't count them as production workers.
Well, I can't think of anything else specifically.
Okay, I hope I don't seem like I told you. I talked a lot here, but I don't think I've told you very much. So I hope I helped you something.
Well, no, you have helped me. I mean, a lot of what you said are the conclusions I came to on my own. And they had this whole different conception of themselves. And so it's going to...